5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello everybody and welcome once again to another episode of LMC Cast. I am of course Kevin, welcoming you back to another one of these weird little scrapbook shows where we put together a bunch of clips, some from Let's Plays, some from other places on occasions, where we've just been either having a lot of fun in a game. Alternatively, we've stopped playing and we're kind of just choosing the breeze. We're having a little discussion about things from our past, our opinions on various bits of music and video and TV programs or films, stuff we've watched, stuff we've played, stuff we've heard, stuff we've read, stuff we've created. Speaking of which, previously, before I started talking, you had Connected, which is a little lo-fi remix from Watch Dogs. That is a track from the Weskin Rocks Records album Extras. Weskin Rocks Records, of course, being LMC's own little record label where we put out just a lo-fi hip-hop chill collection every now and then. I'm hoping that track's come out by now. It really depends on when this episode of LMC Cast goes live. Give you an idea, it's like the end of January when I'm recording this. So I'm hoping it's gonna be there by this point. But yes, Connected is the name of that track. And before that, we had City of Hope from Marvel's Spider-Man, the first of the more recent Spider-Man games. We'll be dancing back and forward between a couple of sources again, one of which will be more rounds of Snake Oil. We've got that, and as I say, more little snippets from the gang with Gulf of Your Friends. The Gulf of Your Friends group continues to be Nintendo, Gardezio, Greyfor, Shadow Fox, Erfart, Turbo, and myself.
So Snake Oil is more in the let's just have a bit of fun category of game. Someone will be given a customer card. That customer card will donate what they have to do as or what kind of job they have. So for instance, if I take this top one, grave robber, or on the other side there is a different one, Santa. So they pick between which one they want, and when they pick one, everyone else will use the cards in their hand, and they have, I think, six cards in their hand at a time. They have to pick two to make an item to sell to said customer.
So, as an example, so yes, actually, this would make so to sell to a grave robber, you could sell them war blood. Alternatively, a blood war. it's up to you. Have to give an explanation as to what that is and why the grave robber would want it.
Exactly. The customer hears everyone else on the table and picks their favourite, what they think is the best for their job, etc., etc. And whoever wins gets to keep the card. You go around the table a number of times, and whoever has the most cards at the end, win. Hey. That's really all there is to it.
Apparently, this teacher is Albert Einstein, reincarnated as a snake. But there we go. Anyway.
Okay. Yes.
I will let them do their spiel. I may ask questions. I may challenge logic.
Hang on, make sure I got this the right way around.
I may even come back to them at the end for sort of a rebuttal or something. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Somebody might just win outright.
Object. Oh, do you want to add a timer? Careful.
No.
No, okay.
I'm not gonna bother.
Cheers, love!
Random Genius points out, logic in the same game that gave us the toilet helmet?
The fantastic toilet helmet. One of the greatest inventions known to mankind. Nintendo is also one of the greatest inventions known to mankind. And she's subscribed for 15 whole months. Not even part ones. We're going to go clockwise, starting from Earthart, so that Grover has a better chance of figuring out what's going on. Right.
That is fair. As a teacher.
Welcome to my classroom.
Yes, hello, good sir.
What do you have that would benefit me in the field of education?
So, you know what's really annoying in this modern day of technology and stuff?
The decimal system.
Cheers.
A bit more on that. Kids always on their phones. Those dang, you know, smartphones that they're constantly looking at, not paying attention to the wonderful wisdom that you are providing them.
I see.
So, what I have for you is a special gadget called the phone lock. Okay. This allows you to lock their phones and stop them from working while they're in the vicinity of your classroom. That way, A, they'll be very angry and upset that they have no idea what's going on, but B, they'll have to pay attention to you or start crying in the corner that they can't...
I see.
You know.
I think I have come across one of these before. I call it a drawer. In my desk.
You see, then those kids try and sue you for stealing their property. This way, you don't have to worry about those pesky lawsuits, or that they then come back and claim that you've damaged their phones. Why am I doing fingers? No one's going to see that. They can claim that you've damaged their phone and then try and sue you for lots of money.
It's
this
okay.
way you are protected.
We got it from your verbal inflection. This is how it... Now it I'm so turning into Markiplier. This is... I see somebody's changed their mind on something.
Rethought the things.
The
phone lock, it's safe and easy to use, and it's all in your control.
I see.
And of course, we will show you how to make it so it doesn't work on your own phone.
A phone lock is indeed safe, as indeed is a safe.
This is true.
Okay, well...
Well, depends who you're asking who it's safe from.
I see. I may come back to you.
There might be crime involved.
Yes. you! You there, sir. The man in the... in the very strange mask. What have you got there?
I'm assuming you're talking about my mask, which is actually my face.
I think we need to go back to basic lessons. Clockwise is when you go. Yes, it's you.
Grey
4. For feck's sake.
Okay, sorry.
It's
not
Grey
4. It's clockwise.
Why do you not understand clockwise, none of you? Shadow Fox!
I was curious about the mask thing. It's in my face.
You've got a fuzzy wolf mask on.
Oh, yeah.
I've given up with them already. Nibal wins!
Nibal wins by default.
No, go on, what is it?
Well, as a teacher...
Yes.
Sometimes you're preoccupied helping out a certain student, or you're writing something on the board, or... Well, either way, you cannot be telling your students what to do at all the times. You can't be telling them off when they're making too much noise.
Okay.
Well, you can. But that is why you need the noise alarm. If you ever need to leave the room or speak to a student one-on-one, just set this up, and the moment any of them start getting a little chatty in the back, calls them out. Calls them out right there and then. Shame them in front of the class.
Shame them, I see.
Shame
them. Is it just... what kind of noise is given off by this alarm? Is it, for instance, the noise of loud children? Because otherwise, if it's that, I'm not going to hear it at all.
No, no. It has actually got many customizable noises. From...
Why don't you give me some examples?
There's the traditional sort of alert noise, which pre-recorded voices in both male and female and Yoda. Alerties! From your comedy sounds, from whoopee cushion to splat. And, of course, if you want to really high-tech your class, you can even have it call out their names individually.
I see. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Hmm. Yes, it can also keep track of when you're out of the class if any of them are breaking the quietness.
This is something worth. Well, pay attention, chat. I see what you're doing at the back. Stop that, or it's detention for you. No, sorry about this. This is interesting. This is interesting to me. Excuse me. There's somebody else has wandered in at the back. You there, boy. What is it you have in your pocket, there, boy?
What I have is the future of discipline for your classes.
Oh, this sounds good already.
The greatest teacher, fictional, mind you, the greatest teacher known to man is, of course, Indiana Jones. Suave, knows his stuff. Also, he has a whip. However, also we know that we can't necessarily use weapons against the children and the students in the class. However, something softer, perhaps, might be useful. Something that you can obviously carry upon your person at all times and look rather fashionable with.
Whip something other than children.
What I present to you is... the belt rocket.
I think one of my colleagues got arrested for that.
With one swish of your belt, you can aim at a child and fire off a small Nerf-like rocket to gain their attention. Obviously, each one will then leave a small ink imprint upon them, so you know which one specifically you need to withhold and put into attention.
This is excellent. How many rockets does a standard belt hold? I have a very rowdy class.
Depending upon the belt size, you can have at least a minimum of 8. You can go for the commando supply version, which comes with a string of at least 30, depending on how rowdy your class actually is. Yes. And the darts themselves come in a variety of colours.
Ah, excellent. Does the ink in the same... the imprints leave a different colour as well?
Yes, they can be washed off, so there's no need to worry about being had a go at for leaving permanent ink marks upon your students. They can come in a variety of different colours. Yeah. And if you want, you may also get these...
What about if I wanted to leave a permanent mark on the students? This is a particularly bad one that, you know, allows them to think about their mistakes the rest of their lives...
The darts themselves can carry a permanent ink cartridge. However, we do not stock those.
Can it also... I'll investigate that in my own time. Excellent. So room for expansion as well. Okay, fantastic. Last question. You said a variety of colours, you said?
Yes.
What kind of colours? Because we do have houses, you know. We do have school houses, and it might be wise to colour coordinate.
Well, we have your standard colours, so red, blue, green, yellow, orange, purple. We do have ones that are sort of more definite white, almost like a Tippex type colour, as well as black themselves.
Ah, I see. Do you have chartreuse?
We do have a group that actually works towards making custom colours if you do so require.
Excellent.
We also have a team that also works with fluorescent inks and inks that fluoresce under UV light.
I'm not sure we want to use anything that might be require black light. Very dirty children. You don't know where they've been, and there's some answers you just don't want to... You just don't want to ask questions for. Okay, that's very good. That's very good indeed. Let me just go back to... You! One in the front row picking his nose with the phone lock.
What accessories does it come with?
Accessories, well, obviously there's the giant magnet to magnetize all the phones to you, but that is an extreme case, of course. If, you know, they start bashing their phones against the desk wondering why they're not working, because children these days don't really understand how technology works, of course, do they? I mean, to be fair, the phone lock is a very simple application, and a very low cost as well. It is only a small fee of £25 to start, with a £5 subscription to keep it up to date every year.
It's a subscription service.
Well, yes, we have to...
Moving on!
Well, we have to incorporate new phones.
Moving on! Silence, BMW, moving on. The noise alarm.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can it be tweaked to be a high-pitched noise that can paralyze the children?
Oh, paralyzing noise? I mean, technically we are a, just used for alerting, but there's no necessary reason... We couldn't organise for the adjust.
If we can, if we can move, if we can bypass the Geneva Convention, that would be fine. Just worry.
I mean,
okay.
we could work on a. It's a very simple, like, instead of triggering the regular alarm, there's nothing to say we couldn't have it trigger another device that could perhaps be
like a taser.
A taser, yes.
Okay.
You could,
Chat. It's not your decision, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Which one do you think is the best? Is it the phone lock, or the noise alarm, or the rocket belt? Just type in the chat. I'm just interested to see.
As are we all.
Yes. The one who definitely requires a jolt with the rocket belt, says Rocket Belt.
Rocket belts, I'll say, it sounds like you come from a time when belts were quite commonly used.
Submit, when did the old noise car go out of fashion?
I'll have you know that I taught Mr. Chips, you know.
Does Mr. I am going to say
that I am actually tempted by the noise alarm, but I feel that it requires a degree of waiting for new features to be implemented. The rocket belt, on the other hand, I am getting old, and the snap of the wrist isn't as good as it used to be, so a rocket-propelled... projectiles from the belt would be very good, I think. Also, I like the idea. I was told there was like expansion. I could have some braces as bandoliers with more rocket cartridges if I needed to, which I think is a very good idea. I award my contract to Mr. Grey Four.
Woohoo.
So you keep hold of this. This is yours now. You are now a teacher. Congratulations.
Woohoo. Oh, God. God help the children.
Right. Anyway, the other two of you will now do lines. But,
So, lines of what?
I don't fucking know. It's opium, so, probably. based on when this teacher was. Opium,
lines,
let's say.
Of Chalter.
Asbestos, one of them. Opium infused asbestos.
Elephant was cheering about his ability to dunk, right?
Wait, I've just realised.
To be fair, I used to play basketball, so...
Yeah, but
can
you
have custom maps? In which case, Nintendo should make an Iron Brew course.
Ooh, don't tempt me.
You can do that. You can do that, right? You can.
Yeah,
I think now.
See,
I need to get that.
Nintendo, you know that Unity nonsense. You go, make the Iron Brew course of Iron Brew.
The best bit is you can name it the Four Iron Brew course.
Ooh.
Why is Oasis playing in the background?
Oh.
Oh, there we go. It's no, not playing.
wait, Oasis from this game, or just randomly just the band Oasis?
It just Oasis. There's like someone beaming Oasis directly to your head.
Think really hard. Are you sure?
Step inside
but,
the Iron
no,
Brew.
Like, because I'm sticking.
But you know you can't find
another better brew. Drink to drink.
Soul Sights Away.
I had to study that song for GCSE. Was GCSE or A-level? I can't remember now.
I did music at GCSE, it was around the time that Family Guy did that episode of Surfing Bird. You know, that was being memed by everyone, and all of a sudden this, in our exam, where you're not allowed to laugh, this suddenly comes on as part of the listening.
Can I just? I've got a similar one of just like I like the song, but at the same time, just like it just gives me a bit of a twitch. So the first interesting thing I did at university was like video editing, which is probably like year two, which at that point was year three. And it was here's some footage, find a piece of music and edit it. And it was just like all this random B-roll from around Brighton seafront. Like here's a seagull. For some reason I just thought just the transitions. It would be very good to use Porcelain by Moby. Not realizing that I would spend about a month listening to Porcelain by Moby. And I was just like, oh god! By the end of it, just like, look, take the video. I just don't want to hear this ever again.
Yeah, I bet that's the problem that a lot of AMV YouTubers had. The problem is that they were just listening to songs and just... Well, actually, no. The more hardcore AMVers were obviously listening to songs over and over. The lazy ones would just, like, take clips of just, you know, ragtag it and splice it and whatnot. No flow whatsoever.
Watch a lot of ship it AMVs when I was younger, because mm-hmm. obviously I was a teen and I was shipping people. But
shipping them too.
I think I've got a couple of AMVs on my YouTube channel.
I did an AMV, but it was with my OCs. It's now it doesn't exist anymore.
It was like, burned.
Yes,
like
it was burned. Yes, it was burned because everyone found out that I was a YouTuber and I didn't do content creation for years until I started streaming on Twitch. Aww. So,
I think I've got a Sonic and Shadow from Sonic X AMV to Placebo's My Sweet Prince.
All right. So, legitimately, one of the projects that has been on the LMC docket for, I think, 9 years is to do an AMV, because I had an idea a long time back to use Sonic X footage, but it's purely because there's the image of Sonic doing like the peel out thing disappearing to the distance, which matches with this. But I wanted to do an AMV using Sonic X footage using Gwen Stefani's Bubble Pop Electric. because it's literally just like, I just have it as like Amy just like serenading Sonic. Just like, are we gonna go and do it now? and then just cutting on the second verse to basically Rouge doing the same thing with Nux. but when it gets to the transition and there's like almost like the spoken word chorus of just bubble pop electric, you gotta get it straight to me, drive in, move me. There are so many clips in that series where there's like a train going into a tunnel or a rocket taking off.
He's not wrong.
if you just sat back, this is like, you know, in other things, just, you know, phallic thing.
I think the only other one that I've done is I've done a bunch of stuff with the Joker from Batman animated series to Queen's I'm Going Slightly Mad.
Very appropriate.
Yes, and I actually got quite a lot of likes on that one. I've had like almost like 11,000 views on that, which I'm quite happy with.
I think like when I was 13, right, I got my first drawing tablet, and it was the Huion, and it was a trackpad. It didn't have an actual screen on it. So I was drawing stuff, and then I had this idea to put my Powerpuff Girls OCs into like the story of evil, like. It's so like Daughter of Evil, Servant of Evil, the Vocaloid, the whole shebang. I was gonna make lore and just base it off of like the two fucking songs and one where Len dies. It's just like, but like, I was gonna do Servant of Evil, but I cancelled it for some reason because people in high school found out what my YouTube channel was and I didn't want to deal with that shit. So that
screw them. If you do happen to see any AMV, the best one I've ever seen is. One which uses just every single anime imaginable, and some of you guys probably might have seen it as well. It's
not AMV
one,
hell, is it?
It's no.
That's a series of.
It's one. It's. I mean, this is super old, but it's one for the Weather Girls. Is It's Raining Men? Check it out. In fact, I'm gonna just show this at the end. But there's a glorious bit there. Where it uses a clip from Escaflowne, and it gets the bit in the song that's like, tonight for the first time, just about 10:30, and it cuts to the clip of from Escaflowne, and Hitomi's getting like a page message from her love interest Amano, which is like 10:27, and for me that was just like. Oh, you clever bastard!
it's for one of those things. It's like they've literally like heard the song, and then they've seen that clip, and it's like, okay,
you
I've got to do a
wonder.
Thing, and I've got
yeah, you
to include
have to
that
wonder.
Clip.
If that's the thing,
all
triggered
it all works backwards from that one point.
Yeah, you have to think that was a starting point because that is just so perfect of all these various series. And there's a lovely point as well where it just gets to like the real crescendo. Like to find a perfect guy, and it just cuts to Evangelion with all the various ladies, and then just ends up with Shinji just backed into a corner, terrified. Oh, we've got to see this now. Okay, we'll show it in the lobby afterwards. Maybe I can find it. Right, let's start with this now. Now we've had a complete discussion about AMV history, which was loads of fun. Free cam this before you start is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Oh, you are. Really,
I don't like this.
Me too.
You're gonna have to learn patience, I'm afraid, with this one.
Have you met me?
I'm a game dev and a programmer and an artist. I have no fucking patience.
I used my patience courting Skyblaze.
I'm not gonna say clip that, but I'm gonna I'm gonna infer that the dusk soup rule is in effect for if people really want to get themselves in trouble. That's up to them.
Hello. Mind if I
hello.
Quick round?
Random Genius.
Yes, absolutely. The Random Genius is here, everybody. Say hello to
hello.
In the chat. In the chat, say hello. So balls. So for the chat, balls will now collide. We have the ability to jump. Haunted is yeah. So there will be people that will want to cause trouble. Have you met these people?
No, I've not met any of the people that are currently
lies.
I've only really, as far as I know, met you, Kev, face to face. But I'm certain I met the others. I just don't, unfortunately, remember them.
Oh god, damn it! Someone hit me back.
It was confirmed to me. I only knew who Erfurt was, so I was like, well, it would be very rude to go after somebody I don't know.
Grateful, have you been to any of the Summer of Sonics?
I have done.
You have definitely met me because you wouldn't have been able to get in otherwise.
Nah, that's fair.
Look,
that's one of those things. It's been so many years now, and I have been drunk since then.
Next year, we didn't get to have the Kevin is a certain age birthday party. So next year, I will probably have like a little weekender or something. We'll just go out into town and just do karaoke and stuff.
Yay! Sounds nice.
To be one of the fun things we did last time, a lot of us were in Birmingham, was actually that escape room thing.
I love that escape room. Yes,
we were very lucky to have Double Cross on that. That is what I will say. Also, I love the fact that we were absolutely destroying it, and the one thing we got stuck on was we didn't see a key attached to a lock.
Oh gosh, yeah, because
it was on the bottom of the torch, wasn't it?
It was on the bottom of the black lights. Yeah, because I was holding onto the black lights, and we were just completely stumped as to what was going on. It's a case of we need to find this one key in order to open up the final thing we needed in order to get the last clues to finish. We were looking for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. We'd have done it in like 20 minutes if we hadn't actually not been able to find this thing that was there all along, but we just couldn't see it.
Yeah. But then we eventually found it because Kev stabbed his hand with it.
Sounds about right.
I mean, you know,
grab the chairs there.
Oh yeah, I thought I just grabbed the bottom of this thing and was like, ah!
I just remember because we were on the walkie-talkie and it was like, have you found the key that's attached to the bottom of the torch? What key that's... Ow! Oh yes, I found it now!
Yeah.
In fairness, it was a really stupidly placed thing and it was a really small key.
It was tiny key, yeah.
It was tiny key. It was just like...
Great four, damn it.
You know the small padlocks that you get at the chemist's? It was those. It was that kind of thing.
Smegging piffly widget pain in the arse. I hate you, may you burn in Hades for a thousand years.
The tiny sort of key that you could tattoo one and it'd be thicker than the key they gave you for those bloody padlocks.
Yes. The battle says either that or Kev... brings you all on stream, locks you in the voice call. I don't know how I managed to do that. And makes everyone do an impromptu Rex Factor.
I mean, hey, at this point, it must be a case of me being threatened with being littered.
Instrumentals of certain, songs. I think that's doable.
I sing far too much on this fucking thing anyway now.
I've done my time.
You think you sing too much?
Yes. More. I'd need lyrics sing for the right more. Song.
I mean, technically, I should be.
Sing some more! Yeah. I mean, the last person to actually have an official "this is classified as Rex Factor" is Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Random Genius in the lead by two. Okay, War of Rules is on. Random Genius is officially targeted by me. Erfart, get out of the way!
All right.
If you know what's good for you.
Insert sound clip of Thousand March here.
I will stay here and I will guard.
Guard it, you?
No, that was really nice. That was a really nice shot.
Oh, imagine that off the back wall. It's about...
Shadow Fox.
Hi.
You guys stay. I'm just watching this. Just watching the Random G just bounce towards me.
Oh, so close.
Okay, he gets another one. Right, who was next in the list? Gardezio was. That's bad news.
Gardezio, then Greycor.
Well, Gardezio's attacked me, which is a really stupid idea.
You were in my way, I moved you.
Grey 4, you sound like Gardezio.
I'm not sure that I should take that as an insult.
Is it based on who people sound like now? Well,
it does indeed.
It's a name beginning with G is good enough.
So when did Kefka come into this call?
A good while ago.
So who's going to be talking like me then?
Sorry. I don't think any of us could talk like you.
No one, absolutely no one could talk like you.
You'd be a tough act to follow, you are.
Is there nobody else around? Kev, however.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who's teed off yet? I am.
A random sock puppet without a sock could just come round my door and is now... Hello? Yes? Okay. That's information people didn't need to know.
That's okay, we didn't hear
that's
it.
That's okay, we didn't hear it.
Thank God for that. Right, what's up? What? Okay, alright, see you later. Bye. Turbo, get out of the way! Oh, look who's here!
Hey, I'm a skeleton!
Sheriff Fox, stop hitting me.
I bounced off Ian, he just took the jump.
And that's a bad miss.
Oh, that's a bad miss.
Oh, there we go.
And that's a no from me.
Oh, off the skeleton. Off his head.
Damn it.
Because that's the other thing people forget on this. Is that you're also... Yes, that people aren't using their strokes, but you're also costing them time.
That is also a key factor.
Oh, has he got over there? Little bastard.
Nah.
11 strokes for that one.
Yes! Hey. Yes!
Come on!
Success!
New target!
Ah, yes, young Turbo.
Young Turbo. Young Turbo. Did you say spry energetic? Spry energetic, young Turbo. God, Ezio, you sound like grateful.
yes, young Turbo. We've heard about you. Your teachers have...
Your teacher
informed me.
Are you sure you're not confusing me with Captain Turbo?
Captain
just
Turbo.
Discovered. Wait, you're not one and the same?
No, Johnny Turbo.
This guy,
like,
Captain Turbo.
I'll have you know, Captain Turbo is my father.
That's Sergeant
He's on the
Turbo
cereal box. Oh dear. There is no
Queen
more.
12.
Urfart's in the lead still.
Right.
Behind by one.
Place. I'm not getting to get anyone one. From this.
Am I in the wrong hole? Wrong hole.
I give.
Oh damn it, I got no fuck.
Oh.
Fuck!
No.
Damn it!
Thank you for the help.
I got no lift on it. I thought I hit you with enough angle.
Yep.
They gave me it just went flat. Okay, Grateful's next. Grateful's then the random genius. Actually, no, random genius.
I've already scored par.
Ezio's fine. Ezio's fine. Let's see what gets in the way of my shot, of course, and Ezio's not fine. Ezio got in the way of my shot.
I have trouble getting through the goat, so.
Shadow Fox, get out of the way! Friendly fire!
Hey, Shadow Fox.
Oh, Turbo's fine. Turbo's young and spry, and he can.
Oh yes, that young spry.
That young spry, yes.
38-year-old Turbo.
Yeah, you've got over half. You've got like.
You're not even reached midlife crisis years yet. You're fine.
You got some years. I don't
triple
know.
Triple his
some
life yet to go. Hang on a minute.
Tripled my life.
Wait.
He said, like, thinking quite highly of you, though.
So you reckon he's going to get to the ripe old age of 114?
Easy.
What was that, Nintendo?
I thought he was 29. I thought he was 29 when I first met him, so...
I mean, to be honest, he's looking pretty good for 29, and then if that's the case.
I mean, some of us are looking very good for our age. Some of us don't feel
that.
Yeah, you are. I am young and spry. Hang on a minute.
Meanwhile, I just have a baby face, and people don't accept my ID for some reason.
There you go, Turbo.
That's right.
Well, I don't think you helped me with that. I used my stroke there. So.
Ah, fair enough.
It's great for a Shadow Fox only. So
Turbo used stroke. It wasn't very effective.
Ball is asking.
Double bogey. There we go.
Whether you're young on spry or not. Nibal, I can guarantee you will get to the ripe old age of 14.
I don't know where I've ended up. Oh, never mind.
Hi, Kev.
Mm. Hi. Ah. You got lucky because my mouse got stuck. Grateful!
Nope. Safety! I found the safe room.
Is anybody else? Blight, just me. Just oh, hang on, there's somebody coming in.
There's Turbo. As well.
That's Turbo. Oh, Turbo's young and spry. We let him live. It's fine.
I'm glad I've set this precedent.
Precedent, that's right.
So if Turbo's young and spry, what does that make me other than, you know, decaying and archaic?
I mean, what the hell does that make me?
What do you mean?
I think my hairline would like to disagree.
What do you mean, what? Other than?
Turbo!
Ah, your hairline recedes you!
I walked into
the hairline. I haven't had a hairline since I was 14!
The world's favourite hairline.
My hairline was very much higher on my head than it should be.
Right, hang on a minute.
And then you freed it.
Fuck, you're so close.
I know how to bounce over your ball. Wait.
You say that to all the boys.
yeah. It's just like, ha, Kev, your ball's won't hit me now.
Particularly Wait. Those who are young and spry. Hole 14. Has it really been 14 holes? Dear God.
Where do the holes go?
Black hole.
Black hole. Right, still Earth up, but watch out for that random genius fellow.
Less haste, more speed.
Ah, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing? That's okay. That was a very nicely placed shot. I'm happy with this.
Oh, you fucking hell, Turbo.
You both...
Don't get in the way of Turbo. He's young and spry. Why don't you old people make way for young up-and-comers like Turbo?
Young up-and-comers. You're making me sound like a bloody wrestler now. Oh, that young up-and-comer Turbo.
He's always getting you wait.
18-year-old veteran, young and up-and-comer.
Future Hall of Famer.
He's Scottish. He's a hedgehog. He's a Kirby. What else could you ask for?
He's everything that you'd want in a match.
Listen, bro. This is all going to be great, bro. Just take a turbo, bro.
Fucking
turbo.
I'm sorry.
Just take a turbo.
Eat a Snickers while you're at it.
For fuck's sake. You doing an impression of fucking him, of all people. But yes, bro.
It.
You're right, bro. You should totally do that, bro.
Yo, bro.
I've got this great idea for booking, bro.
Bro. Bischoff. Oh. Let me hear it. Hear me out.
Bruh.
Pretty, dude.
No.
Very pretty.
Oh, I found the hole.
Get out there.
No! Someone knocked me in the hole. VAR, tell me who knocked me in the hole.
By VAR, you mean SJ. SJ, yes. Tell us who put him in the hole.
Yes. Aldi Bell, who put me in the hole? Who is guilty?
VSJ.
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 Who put you in the black hole?
Virtual the SJ. Lego. Who is in the hole? Because they're getting a 10-stroke penalty.
Was it Turbo? Was for some reason.
Oh, okay. Earthart's in the lead by far too many. Everyone stop him.
Okay. Oh, no! The level is blocking me.
Oh, what a shame. I have an official announcement from the judges. Turbo is no longer allowed to be considered young and spry.
He's
old and past his time instead.
And that's the win for Earthart.
Indeed.
Even against war rules.
Yay! Okay, the scores were, before deductions, Earthart on 82, Rangius on 84, Greyfor on 87, Turbo on 106, Garnetzio on 108, LMC Kevin is on 117, and Show Fox is on 139. However, the judges have told me that Turbo committed a crime. and so Turbo is going to be penalised. Turbo's going to be penalised, let's say...
900 points.
14 strokes. So, Turbo, would you like to use your lifeline?
Get a better friend.
Which lifelines do I have?
It's a random choice of one. It is the... Would you like to give these strokes to somebody else?
Ah...
Hobo!
In the game, you can't give them to Nintendo. Actually, no, you can give them to Nintendo. You can give them to Nintendo. Give them, if you. All I'm going to say is, if I would suggest giving them the 14 strokes to Nintendo.
Then Nintendo sure, wins. Whatever. Go
okay,
ahead.
Congratulations. That means that the results are now as follows. In last position was Shadow Fox with 139, then me with 117, Gardetzio with 108. Turbo with 106, Greyfall with 87, Random Genius with 84, second was Earthart with 82, and somehow getting round 18 holes in 14 strokes, it was Nintendo. Very impressive work. Nintendo wins, everybody. Yay! Nicely done. And that's the end of the stream. That was fun. Right, I'm gonna send you off somewhere, and then I'm gonna spend a very long time trying to find this AMV if it's raining men. Actually, you know what, I get a chance to send you guys over to Cyborg Giraffe, actually. Cyborg Giraffe, hang on a second. Cyborg Giraffe's content is intended for certain audiences. It may contain significant profanity or vulgarity in sexual themes. That's probably because Cyborg Giraffe is young and spry.
That's also.
I'm going to send you over there.
I was going to say, that's a phrase that's going run out of its
run and run.
Really quick.
Run and run.
Hold on, I've got an idea. Radar's poster is young and spry.
Absolutely. There's like you are either two things in this life. You're either a magnificent queen or you're young and spry. Deal with it.
Which am I?
Which are you? Moving on.
Staring me.